Today, May 22nd, is the feast day of St. Rita of Cascia. St. Rita is for women what St. Jude is for men. She's the patron saint of hopeless cases. St. Rita is the patron saint of difficult and impossible cases. So if you want to talk about the two greatest saints for very difficult situations, it's St. Jude and St. Rita of Cascia. Just who was St. Rita? Well, she was born in 1381. She died in 1457. She's from the Umbria region of Italy. And she lived in a very difficult time, of course, for the world and for the church. She was the child of her parents' old age. And because of that, she was forced into an arranged marriage, even though as a young girl from the earliest days, she felt called to religious life, to give her life to God as a religious sister. She always wanted to become an Augustinian nun. The convent was very close to where she was born and raised, and she had this great desire to become a nun, but she had to follow her parents' wishes and was in this arranged marriage. And her husband had a very violent temper. For 18 years of marriage, she endured every sort of cruel treatment and insults and harsh words. He was a very unfaithful and cruel man, but she persevered in the marriage with him until his death. And he was killed. He was a victim of some sort of a vendetta, and her sons swore to take revenge on the man and the men who murdered their father. But St. Rita tried to be the peacemaker within the family and tried to convince them not to take revenge and to hunt down the men who had killed their father. She even prayed that the Lord would spare them of this desire to kill the men who murdered her husband. And before the sons were able to carry out this killing of these other people, they both became very sick. Perhaps it was the plague or some other illness, and they died forgiving the men who had killed their father. And so the prayers of St. Rita were very powerful. And even before, even before the husband had died, he too had asked for forgiveness from her for how he had treated her. So she is the patron saint of those who struggle with marriage issues. So it does seem that the husband had some sort of a conversion before his death, and that both her sons had also a conversion experience before their death. And so say the power of St. Rita's prayers. And she then was now free to enter religious life since her husband and children had passed away. And she tried to enter the Augustinians, but she was not accepted. They did not accept widows in those days. But then she kept trying again and pleading every year she would ask them. Eventually, the rule was relaxed and she was allowed to join the convent. She became an exemplary nun. Her great devotion was to the Passion of Christ, to the sufferings and death of the Lord. And for 15 years, she had the stigmata. Now, oftentimes in some of the saints, the stigmata is, you know, in the hands and feet, sometimes in the side. St. Rita had the stigmata as one of the crown of thorns in her head, and that was for 15 years. She bore the bloody crown of thorn in her forehead. And she, because of this, had to live as a recluse, sort of on her own. And her body wasted away over the last number of her years of disease. It seems she also had tuberculosis, and in caring for the sick, she had contracted a disease herself, most likely consumption, or as we call it now, tuberculosis. And after her death in May 22nd, 1457, her body has remained incorrupt to this very day. So you can go to Cascia today in Italy and you can see the glass case which holds her body. She's one of the 100 saints mentioned in this book, The Incorruptibles, of saints whose bodies have never corrupted. And you can see a picture of her laid out in this glass case, and there have been thousands of cures and miracles at the tomb of St. Rita. Those who go there on pilgrimage to pray at the tomb of this very saintly wife and mother and nun, this religious sister, who endured such a life of suffering with her relationships, with her family issues, and then her physical diseases and illnesses that she bore, and then the additional stigmata as well, which she offered up for the conversion of poor sinners and reparation for the sins of the world. She was canonized in the year 1900 by Leo XIII, and he declared her the patron saint of impossible and desperate cases. The new basilica was finished in 1946 in Kashim, and again receives thousands of pilgrims each month and each week. So again, a great saint to ask her intercession for. And let's not forget her. St. Jude, of course, is very popular. We need to keep asking his intercession. But also, don't forget to ask St. Rita to intercede for your special intentions as well. She's, again, a very close friend to the Lord. She was united to him as a victim soul, offering up her stigmata, her sufferings, for the conversion of poor sinners, and she is certainly a very powerful intercessor for us from heaven. So we pray today, St. Rita of Kasha, pray for us.